The United Nations estimates that adolescent girls, that is, young women between the ages of 10 and 24, account for 1/8 of the world's population. Many of these girls not only work outside their homes, but are the primary source of support for their families. Yet, many of them don't enjoy the most basic human rights. The Girls 20 Summit, taking place this week in Toronto, Canada, invited 20 young women from each of the G20 member countries to discuss the most pressing challenges facing young women today. The summit focuses on the United Nations Millennium Development Goals of ending poverty, improving access to health care, and providing universal primary school education. The girls are attending panel discussions related to each of these goals, and at the end of the summit, they'll be asked to make recommendations on ways in which the Millennium Goals can be better achieved. Anwar Basunbul is the 19-year-old representative from Saudi Arabia, where women face significant restrictions of movement and are segregated from the world of men. Basunbul says that the leadership of her country has not failed women. On the contrary, she believes that Saudi women have failed to ask for what they want.
Because I believe women are not confident enough in my country to speak up. So I believe no one is going to come and give you the chance as a gift. You have to go and ask for it. And I believe we didn't ask for it yet.
Basunbul is most concerned about the opportunities for women in the Saudi workforce.
There's a quite good percentage of women who are interested in joining the working field. But there's restrictions and the professions that we're allowed to participate. Due to, you know, all departments are dominated with men, and due to the traditions that our culture still believe that men are biologically more qualified to lead or rule women.
She hopes that she can inspire young women back in her own country to become more confident and to ask for the chance to be leaders. İrem Tumer is the 19-year-old representative from Turkey, where traditional attitudes toward gender persist despite modernization. She says Turkey has instituted many legal reforms as part of its bid to join the European Union, but these have not necessarily been implemented.
Well, women in Turkey now face a big challenge of changing the perception of the society about the power of women and whether they're inferior to men.
Tumer also worries about the physical security of Turkish women.
Especially with the honor killings in the eastern parts, the safety of girls still remains to be a big problem. There have been laws that have been passed, and many like police officers and other authorities are being trained about this. But more widespread awareness and education for all girls is necessary to tackle this issue.
İrem says she will carry home two messages from the Girls 20 Summit.
The first message that I would give is the need for education for all of the girls in Turkey. There are many girls in the rural areas who don't have access to primary school. And other than that, we need to empower women and let them become part of the formal sector in business, and also let them become a part of political decision-making mechanisms.
This unique summit was organized by a number of international charities, including the Toronto-based Belinda Stronach Foundation, Oxfam Save the Children, and the Tony Blair Faith Foundation. Ultimately, the goal of the summit is to bring the economic power of girls and women to the attention of G20 leaders who meet later this month, and to help ensure that women's issues are brought to the forefront of all future agendas. For VOA, I'm Cecily Hillary.